And then quite a long time after I had written that poem, I found myself returning to the subject, which is one of the surprising things, I guess, that happens. Because here's sort of the rest of the story. But I have to, I think, gloss the aquacade, which occurs in this poem, and goes back to the late 40s when there a showman known as Billy Rose, maybe you've heard of Billy Rose, organized these nuble maidens into synchronized swimming performances. And they were billed as Billy Rose's aquacade, and they went their watery way from New York to Chicago, et cetera, and performed the sort of water ballet. I guess that tells you everything you need to know. Okay. This is sort of a women's lib poem, I think. I like to think it is. It's called Life's Work. Mother, my good girl, I remember this old story. You, fresh out of the conservatory at 18, a Bach specialist in a starched shirtwaist, begging permission to go on tour with the nimble violinist you were never to accompany. And he, flinging his music down, the rosin from his bow flaking line by line like grace notes on the treble clef. And my grandfather, that estimable man I never met, scrubbing your mouth with a handkerchief, saying, no daughter of mine, tearing loose the gold locket you wore with no one's picture in it, and the whole German house on 15th Street at righteous white heat. At 18, I chose to be a swimmer. My long hair dripped through dinner onto the china plate. My fingers wrinkled like sun-sweet yellow raisins from the afternoon workout. My mouth chewed, but I was doing laps. I entered the water like a knife. I was all muscle and seven doors, a frog on the turning board, king of the eels and the eel's wife. I swallowed and prayed to be allowed to join the aquacade, and my perfect daddy who carried you off to elope after the fingerboard snapped and the violinist lost his case, my daddy wearing gravy on his face swore on the carrots and the boiled beef that I would come to nothing, that I would come to grief. Well, the firm old fathers are dead, and I didn't come to grief. I came to words instead to tell the little tale that's left. The midnights of my childhood still go on. The stairs speak again under your foot. The heavy parlor door folds shut, and Au clair de la lune puckers from the obedient keys, plain as a schoolroom clock ticking. And what I hear more clearly than Debussy's love song is the dry after sound of your long nails clicking.